We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Dr. Jones' message is one in a series entitled Word of Truth.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not upon thine own understanding. Now, that verse, the fifth verse of the third chapter of the book of Proverbs, is one of the most interesting verses in the Bible. And it's so down to earth. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not upon thine own understanding. You know, many women, you can have no explanation of world problems and world conditions, and you can't even explain yourself apart from the Word of God. Now, a man can sit down and try to think things through. But any conclusion you may reach when you get into certain realms are things that you yourself have to just say, I'm guessing. But now, the Lord here gives us in His Bible a solution for the problem of worry. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not upon thine own understanding. You know, I had a letter from a lady. And I've always felt as a Christian that if I can be of any comfort to people, I ought to do it. So I read very carefully all letters, if there's a note of sorrow in those letters. So this letter came to me from a sad-hearted woman. She talked about her praying. She's a Christian. And she had sorrow upon sorrow piled up through the years. And she kept going, trusting the Lord. And added all the sorrows of her life. A very dear loved one of hers passed away suddenly. Just sat down by her and felt a little bad and just passed away. And she wrote me about it. And she said something in this letter that I suppose most Christians have sometimes wondered about. She said, you know, I just find myself wondering if sometimes does God really love me? Well, that's more or less human, see. You just sometimes wonder. It's because you can't understand, see. So many things you can't understand. I never have understood why God let my mother die when I was just a boy, before I was 14 years old. I still wonder. Now, He had a reason for it, see. He knew. No surrendered Christian can die until God is through with His work. Paul couldn't be killed until he said, I finished the course, I've kept the faith, I'm now ready to be offered. No man who's a surrendered Christian ever dies until his work's done. Now, a man may get under the permissive will of God instead of under the directing will of God and may die before his work's done. But if my life is guided by the Lord and I'm surrendered to Him and I'm going His way, my work is immortal and I'm immortal until God gets through with me. Now, that's a wonderful, blessed assurance that I have. Nearly everybody you know has a question about something. Somebody right now listening to me with a broken heart. And you found yourself saying, why did God permit this? Well, that's not your business. No more is the business of a little child to question his mother or father about something the little child couldn't understand anyhow. You know, when I was a little boy, I used to climb up into my father's lap. He'd put his arm around me, and I'd lay my head against his bosom and listen to his heartbeat. And we'd be sitting on the front porch, my father talking maybe to some neighbors or friends, and he'd look up the road and say some wonderful something, use such big words, it seemed so big to me, you know. And he seemed so strong, so wonderful, and I was just a little child. And I'd wonder sometimes what he meant when he said a certain thing. What does that word mean? And it really tantalized my little mind. I look back now and think about it. But you know, the wiser my father talked, the tighter I hugged him. Because my father was so big and so wonderful to me, a little child. And he knew so much more than I could know. And I just sit there and hug him. I knew one thing. I knew that God loved me. Now, you Christian people, listen to me. Don't ever question the love of God. Now, you don't have any reason to do that under any circumstances. Now, if when you were a sinner, Christ died for you, he that spared not his own son, the Bible said, but freely gave him up for us all, will he not with him freely give us all things? Now, if God loved me when I was a sinner, for I was saved, and loved me so much that he sent his son to die for me. Now, he loves sinners. God loves sinners. He loves everybody. All right? Now, if God loved me when I was a sinner, before I was ever saved, and sent his son to die for me, it stands to reason that God Almighty, as I am now His child, must care for me, must love me. See? I just conclude that, whether I understand it or not, a God that would send His Son to die for me on a cross when I was a poor lost sinner, now I trust that Son, I'm saved. It stands to reason that God Almighty now wouldn't go back on me. And someday we're going to find out that everything that ever happened to us is for our good and for the glory of God. Now, wait a minute. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Now, you can't always know except God told you that. We know it because God said it. Now, there isn't anything in the world that can hurt you if you are surrendered to God. Sorrow may come, troubles may come, loved ones may die. There may be a vacant chair, and your heart may be awfully lonely. And you may sit there and say, oh, but you're not alone. You're not alone. Your Father's with you. God's there. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pity them that fear him. Now, someday we're going to find out things we didn't understand. Now we see through a glass darkly, but someday we're going to see face to face. You just remember, we are little children. The wisest Christian in the world is just a little child. And we're going through a strange world, and things happen to us we don't understand. We can't understand. There's no way God could tell us. For instance, when I was a little boy, if my father had attempted to explain some profound something to me, I couldn't have understood it. I had to take his word for it, see? He could talk wise, but I couldn't understand. Now, God can't tell us some things because we are children. We are earthbound. We are circumscribed, see? And some things we couldn't know because we are still in the flesh. But we do know that God loves us. And we do know that God cares for us. He's told us that. He said, now I love you. I care for you. I pity you like a father. I comfort you like a mother. When you were a sinner, I sent my Son to die for you. I loved you then. Now I love you. Now we have that assurance of the love of God. Then we have the assurance of God's protection. Did you ever stop to think sometimes something happens in your life that you wonder about and can't explain? But if you could have known what God knew about the future, He was so good, maybe, to take a loved one home, just what He did. You know, I remember one time I was talking to somebody, and this person said, well, I was so lonely when I lost a certain loved one, and so forth and on. But now, since this loved one's gone, and I've seen certain developments, oh, his mother said, I'm so glad that the Lord took my precious child home before this happened, see? Now, God knew what was going to happen. The woman didn't. And when the child first died, her heart was broken. But certain developments came later that she knew about. It meant that that child, if that child had lived, would have suffered loneliness and sorrow and heartache and trouble until he died. Now, God is so good to us. Now, listen. Now, what does He say? He says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not upon your own understanding. Your understanding is limited. There's certain things you can't know. You don't know what's ahead of you. You don't know what's going to happen today. You don't know what's ahead of you tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen in this world, the days ahead of us. I think about it quite often. But God has taken good care of us and blessed us and protected America, given us opportunity. Just remember how good God's been to you. Just remember how good God was to let you be born in America where you could hear the gospel, where you could worship God according to the dictates of your conscience, where you could be free. God's been good to us. Listen, don't ever question the love and the goodness of God. Go back and watch Job. Loved ones died, and all the suffering he had, everything he had swept away. Then he was sick, you know. You know, it's mighty hard sometimes to be sweet when you're in pain and suffering. But you know, there's something harder than that. It's mighty hard to be misunderstood, especially by your loved ones. Have your loved ones misunderstand you. When you want them to understand you, and you feel sometimes, like a preacher said to me one time, I'm doing the will of God and the work of God, but I have a hard time getting my family to see, you know. Sometimes out here at Bob Jones University, we carry our responsibility. Something comes up, you know. God led us to found the school and directed us along the way. And something will come up, you know, maybe your own loved ones can't see it just like you see it. Maybe not. Or maybe your best friends. But you see, and sometimes people look at you and they misunderstand you. They don't understand. They can't understand, see? They can't see because it's something that God called you to do. It led you along the road to do, you see? They can't understand. You can't expect them to. Now, wait a minute. Let's quit this worrying business. Let's quit all this agitation. God's given you some promises of truth. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Your child may die. There may be a lonely, lonely home, but you're not alone. If you believe the Bible, you have God with you. Somebody that loves you better than your child loved you, a better mother loved you, right there with you. An unseen, wonderful person, the God of the universe. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of the death, Psalmist said, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. We are never alone, the children of God are never alone. There may be a chair there vacant, and you may be feel lonely because that's human. He wouldn't tell you not to feel. But just remember, you have somebody with you. Keep looking up. Keep cheerful. Keep an attitude of heart. Doesn't mean you're not sad. Jesus was a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. There's a certain amount of sadness in the world. You were born into a world of sorrow. The world's a world of sin and sorrow, and you're going to keep on finding things, and you're going to be sad. And you're not supposed to go through life always smiling and always happy with never a tear. Life is made up of smiles and tears and sorrows and disappointment, but keep your face steady. Don't let your faith waver. Hold on to God by faith. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not upon thine own understanding. Now let's remember that. If you don't get hold of something and hold on to it, you're going to be in a bad fix. Because all down the road of life, things are going to happen to you. You're going to wonder about how could it be? Well, you just wait. Someday you'll understand. And you can afford to trust God until you do understand. Now, he tells you, yeah, what to do. What is it? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. No halfway business. Don't compromise in your faith. Just unequivocally throw yourself into the arms of God with all thine heart and lean not upon thine own understanding. You can't understand. But God can, and he knows the beginning and the ending. He knows everything going to happen. And he's your Father. And if you trust in him, you've nothing to worry about. Let him take care of you. Our Father, we can't take care of ourselves. We don't know what's ahead of us. We don't know what to prepare for except eternity. And we can't prepare for that except as we trust Jesus Christ. So help us to be faithful and true. May we be yielded and dedicated and consecrated to our Lord. Faithful in all things, we pray in his precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. If you know you need to be academically and spiritually challenged, you know enough to succeed as a student at Bob Jones University. Why not take the first step on the journey to that success? Call 1-800-BJ-AND-ME. Ask for a free personal opportunity profile.